Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, back with another dose of anxiety antidote. Let's face it, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between juggling work, relationships, and trying to squeeze in some me time, which, let's be real, is often non-existent, it's easy to feel like we are running on fumes. But here's the thing. Taking care of ourselves isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. Think about your favorite superhero. They don't go into battle without refueling, right? Well, guess what? You're your own superhero. So how do we fuel up and recharge? That's where Self-Care Sunday comes in. It's not just about face masks and bubble baths, though those are amazing. It's about setting aside a dedicated time to nurture your mind, body, and soul. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, Sunday is my only day off. How am I supposed to squeeze in more stuff? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out, this isn't about adding another task to your already overflowing to-do list. It's about intentionally choosing activities that bring you joy and help you feel grounded. Think of it as a mini retreat for your inner self. Ready to dive into some actionable ways to make Self-Care Sunday truly amazing? Here are 5 key takeaways that I live by. 1. Start with intention. Ever felt like Sunday morning just slipped away in a blur of chores and errands? Yeah, me too. That's why it's so important to set an intention for the day. Before you even get out of bed, take a few minutes to reflect on what you want to achieve, whether it's relaxation, creativity, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. Writing down your intentions can really help solidify them in your mind. 2. Unplug and recharge. Seriously, put those phones down. Constant notifications can be super distracting and honestly, just plain draining. Give yourself permission to disconnect from the digital world for at least a few hours. This doesn't mean going off-grid entirely, just try limiting your screen time and focusing on activities that truly nourish you. 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting toned, though, hey, bonus points if that happens. It's also an incredible way to release stress, boost your mood, and increase energy levels. Think about what kind of movement feels good for you, a yoga session, a walk in nature, dancing to your favorite tunes, whatever gets you moving. 4. Nourish yourself. What we put into our bodies directly affects how we feel. Skip the sugary snacks and processed foods, and instead opt for nourishing meals filled with fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein. And don't forget to stay hydrated. 5. Indulge in something you love. This is your time to shine. Read that book you've been meaning to get to, take a long bath with some essential oils, catch up with friends, or just curl up on the couch and binge watch your favorite show. Whatever brings you joy, do it. Okay, let's bring this into the real world, shall we? Picture this. You wake up on Sunday morning, feeling refreshed and ready to embrace the day. Instead of scrolling through social media first thing, you take a few deep breaths, set your intention for a calm and fulfilling day, and then head out for a walk in the park. The fresh air fills your lungs, the sunshine warms your skin, and you feel your stress melt away with each step. Back home, you whip up a delicious breakfast packed with fruits and veggies, pour yourself a cup of herbal tea, and settle down with that book you've been dying to read. After lunch, you connect with a loved one for a meaningful conversation, and in the afternoon, you treat yourself to a relaxing yoga session or a long bath with some lavender essential oil. As evening approaches, you light a candle, put on some calming music, and reflect on the day feeling grateful, centered, and completely recharged. D. Self-Care Sunday doesn't have to be complicated. It's all about making intentional choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Remember, you deserve this. So go ahead, prioritize your well-being, and embrace the power of a truly rejuvenating Self-Care Sunday. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Anxiety Antidote for daily doses of stress relief and inspiration. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.